Bad guys. Most of the day, I doze. Late in the afternoon, Mac approaches. Bob slips under. Not tag. He prefers to keep a low profile around Mac. Mac's gaze falls on my pool. A corner of one of my paintings is visible. "What's that, big guy?" he asks. I calmly eat an orange, ignoring him, but my heart is racing. Mac kicks at the plastic pool. Underneath it all, the paintings. Mac yanks on a piece of paper. It slips out easily, and he doesn't seem to notice the other paintings. The page is striped with green, which is what happens when blue paint and yellow paint get together. It's supposed to be a patch of grass. "Not bad. Where'd you get the paint anyway? George's kid?" He considers. I'll bet I could get 30 for this picture, maybe even 40. Mac turns on my TV. It's a Western. There's a human with a big hat and a small gun. He has a shiny star pinned to his chest. That means he is the sheriff, and he will be getting rid of all the bad guys. "If this sells quick, I'm getting you some more of that painting, buddy," Mac says. He walks away with my painting, Ruby's painting. For a moment, I imagine what it would feel like to be the sheriff. Ed. "Good news, huh?" Bob says when Mac's out of earshot. "Looks like you might be getting some more supplies." "I don't want to paint for Mac," I say. "I'm painting for Ruby." "You could do both," Bob says. "You're an artist, after all." While I watch the movie, I try to come up with a new hiding place for my paintings. Maybe, I think, I could fold them once they're dry and stuff them into the knot tag. It's a long movie. At the end, the sheriff marries a woman who owns the saloon, which is a watering hole for humans but not horses. It's been a long time since I've seen a Western that was also a romance. "I like that movie," I say to Bob. "Too many horses, not enough dogs," he comments. An ad comes on. I don't understand ads. They're not like Westerns, where you know who the bad guy is supposed to be. And they're hardly ever romantic unless the man and the woman are brushing their teeth before they face slick. I watch an ad for underarm deodorant. "How do you know who's who if they don't smell?" I ask Bob. "Humans reek," Bob replies. They just don't notice because they have incompetent noses. Another ad comes on. I see children and their parents buying tickets just like the tickets Max sells. They laugh, enjoying their ice cream cones, and they walk down a path. They pause to watch two sleepy-eyed cats, huge and striped, dozing in long grass. Tigers I know because I saw them on a nature show once. Words flash on the screen, accompanied by a drawing of a red giraffe. The giraffe vanishes, and I see a human family starting at another kind of family. Elephants, old and young. They're surrounded by rocks and trees and grass and room to wander. It's a wild cage, a zoo. I see where it begins and where it ends. The wall that says you are this and we are that, and that is how it'll always be. It's not a perfect place, even in just a few fleeting seconds on my TV screen, I could see that. A perfect place would not need walls, but it's the place I need. I gaze at the elephants and then I look over at Ruby, small and alone. Before the ad ends, I try to remember every last detail. Rocks, trees, tails, trunks. It's a picture I need to paint. Imagining. It's different now when I paint. I'm not painting what I see in front of me, a banana, an apple. I'm painting what I see in my head, things that don't exist, at least not yet. Not tag. I pull out Not Tag stuffing. Carefully, I fill her with my painting, hiding them so Mac won't sell them. She's large, bigger than Bob, but I still have to crumble a few of them. Bob tries to settle on her for a nap. "You've killed her," he complains. "I had to," I say. I miss your stomach," Bob admits. "It's so spacious." When Julia arrives, she notices that I've used up my paints and paper. "Wow," Julia shakes her head. "You are one serious artist, Ivan." One more thing. My finger painting has sold for $40 with frame. Mac is happy. He brings me a huge pile of paper and big buckets of paint. Get to work, he says. I paint for Mac during the day and for Ruby at night. I nap when I can. But my nighttime picture isn't quite right. It's big, that's for sure. When I place all the pieces on the floor of my cage side by side, the cement is almost completely covered, but something is still missing. Bob says I'm crazy. There's Ruby, he says, pointing with his nose. There's the zoo. There are other elephants. What's wrong with it? It needs one more thing, I say. Bob grows.